Here, Shlomo HaMelech circles back to the other two types of thieves outlined. Amongst those who steal from men in their homes, there are some who kill in the process, while others seek only the stolen goods. The Gra explains that the first segment of the Pasuk alludes to those who kill when stealing from people's homes. They have access to many different assets available only in that settled setting, unlike when engaging in banditry on the road, where only money and the like are with the victim. And it refers to killers in specific because they have the wherewithal to comfortably draw lots regarding who will get each unique, disparate item, since the victim is dead. In the second segment, by contrast, the Pasuk turns to burglars who steal from a residence but without killing. Such thieves must throw all the goods into one shared sack, for since they steal from settled areas and the fellow is still alive, he'll be motivated to try to bring them to justice. Therefore, they must take the loot and run, sharing the lot of it in one joint partnership. Again, we see how the beckons of the Kasani inclination are carefully tailored to the reality at hand. The call is dressed up as being as good as can reasonably be argued. When there is greater danger of being caught, for example, the stress is on the wider range of items that will be acquired. And when that danger seems just too self-evident, the comforting response is simply, "Don't worry, we'll be savvy about it. We just won't split it then, and we'll share everything evenly." Don't listen, not for a second. The rationalizations will always be forthcoming, painting things in the best light possible.